Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line, Camilla Gray Nelson, who is a dog trainer, a business owner, and an author. Welcome to the show, Camilla.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Camilla, the reason that we wanted to have you on the show, I have to admit, I'm going to start with your author background, because when I see a book title, The Leash and the Lipstick, that gets my attention. And I've got to say, did I get that backwards, or was it The Lipstick and the Leash?
I think it is. Lipstick and the Leash.
Well, yeah. I just know that the two of them are grouped together, right, Camilla?
They are Lipstick and the Leash.
Okay, fantastic. And what gave you the idea to write that book, and especially to title it like that?
You know, I've had that title in my mind for over 20 years. I just thought it was catchy, and I knew I wanted to write a book specifically for women about training their dogs. I have been a dog trainer for over 20 years, and in that time, well over 10,000 clients and their dogs have come through my doors, most of them women, and most of them complaining of the same problems. Mm-hmm. My dog will listen to my husband, but he won't listen to me. My dog is trained, but when he's distracted, he won't mind. And there are reasons for that.
And what would they presumably be? Because I must be backwards, because I can't get my dogs to listen to me. But boy, my wife has got them where they will just...
I think she might give you some good reasons why if we just listen up.
Absolutely.
I'll give the book to you then.
Yeah, exactly.
It has to do with the basic animal instinct in a social group mammal, and we'll talk specifically dogs, although it applies to cows, horses, dogs, and people, by the way. But in dogs, they instinctively are expecting size and strength in a leader whom they will follow.
Okay.
And there's practical reasons that nature is male dominated. There are very practical reasons for that. It has to do with protection, survival of the species, procreation. But the point is, a dog will more naturally give honor and obedience to bigger and stronger.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's more difficult for them, or they question why a little bit more when it comes to a woman who has neither of those characteristics, generally speaking.
And I must feel with what captions I've read about your book, there still yet is the next page to turn, and that is simply that there are some unique attributes to the female that makes her able to kind of change that position. Would that be a fair assessment?
That is, and that is one of the key elements in my book. Luckily, leadership and power and influence in the animal world is not solely dependent on size and strength.
Okay.
There are other aspects to leadership that women can excel in. And so that's what I teach women. I teach women how to recognize those factors that are also factors and aspects of leadership, and how to develop them in their own style with their dog. For example, setting rules and following through. That is, in fact, the mark of the leader in the animal group. It's not just the biggest. It's the animal that is able to say, I don't allow that,
mm-hmm. right.
and follow through on that. The setting of rules and enforcing of rules is exactly what determines social status.
Mm-hmm, right.
And was that Lee who was talking to me about his wife being able to manage the dog?
Yes, unfortunately.
So Lee, I bet your wife is very good at setting rules and following through.
Well, Lee does a very good job of following.
yeah, and she is good at setting them. But
there
part
you go,
of,
and that's why the dog obeys her.
Well, and part of what I've also seen that she has an ability to do is that when it comes to, for example, trying to call a dog in from the outside, she has a tone of voice change that she can do that makes it seem like if you're not with her, you're missing out on the best of times. And I'm not quite so good at that. Let's talk about that. Okay. What am I doing wrong?
Dogs as a species, and people too, by the way, are only interested in what's pleasant, fun, and safe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They are survivalists, you see. They gear their lives towards the safe and the pleasant, and they distance themselves from anything remotely dangerous or unpleasant. Wow. Now, when we call our dog, and the dog has a choice, you see.
Right.
To respond or not to respond, that is the question.
Mm-hmm.
And when we call our dog in a tone that sounds like they might be in trouble when they get there.
Right.
They're going, well, I don't think so.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if your wife has been able to master the there's a party over here tone,
right.
The dog's going, I'm all over it.
Right.
And I'm sure when the dog gets there, it's not a bait and switch on her part.
No, she
doesn't grab the dog and go, ah, gotcha now.
Yeah, no, she's usually got a treat or something.
Well, there you go.
And I think that must also describe why there's just not a crowd of people around me most of the time, if that's actually an instinct with people as well. So I guess we've solved
two. Oh, you sound like a party animal.
I guess we've solved two problems. I guess my question, Camilla, is can you explain to our listeners how you got started doing this? Give a little bit about your background, because I find your background to be very interesting.
My background is directly related to why I'm doing this today. I was born in a hospital, but raised on a dairy farm. My family's been in the dairy business forever, and I was raised on that farm. Now, farms are not close to town. They're a little bit isolated, so the cows have room to roam and graze. So when I grew up, before I went to school, I did not have two-legged playmates.
Mm-hmm.
My friends were the cows and the dogs and the horses and the cats and everything that inhabited our farm. And to develop a friendship, you have to know how to communicate with each other, right? So I just learned, the first language I really learned, I think, was the language of animals, body language, the nuances of how animals speak to each other, and more importantly, what motivates them to do one thing and not do another, how they pick their leaders and who they follow and who they ignore. That is in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
So fast forward into adulthood, I got into dog training really as a hobby in my 20s, and then I was showing dogs, breeding dogs, raising dogs, and I would give a free obedience course with every puppy that I sold, being a responsible breeder. Then friends of those puppy owners started asking me for help with their dogs, and that's when the light bulb goes off, you know, and I said, maybe I should charge for this.
Sure.
So one thing led to another, and quickly I had a part-time business training dogs on the side, and then I just went full-time. And here's where I am today, training dogs full-time, big facility, books, and I think I have a very, I hate the word unique, but a unique take on dog training and the woman aspect that you're not going to find anywhere else, because I get down below the sit and stay. I dig deeper. Why do dogs follow? Why do they obey? Why do they ignore? What are you doing as a human being or as a woman that's causing the dog to be dismissive of you? Because I really deal with obedience and power more than I deal with command. Because training and obedience are not the same.
And the one thing, and we'll get back on the other side of the commercial break, is you also find that when you look in the relationships between them and their family, the children that they have, these women that either are empowered or not, kind of is reflected there as well.
Yeah. Oh, I could tell you stories.
Yeah, well, we have time, and we'll get it on the other side of the break.
Yeah, well, and that's where we are going to go, is we will hear those stories after the break. But we're speaking this morning with Camilla Gray Nelson, who owns the Dairy Dell Doggy Dude Ranch and Training Center in California. I love the names that you come up with. So we're going to continue that conversation right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets at 1320WILS.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts. 10,000.